This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. China has taken a verbal shot at Nancy Pelosi. The U.S. Speaker of the House said on Twitter that she has recently joined a virtual meeting hosted by Campaign for Uyghurs. That's a U.S.-based nonprofit organization. During the meeting, a group of Uyghur activists gave updates on the human rights abuses in Xinjiang. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin alleged that the relevant Uyghurs are anti-China separatists instead of religious figures. He went on to say that, quote, "We firmly oppose the U.S. side, ignoring the tremendous efforts made by the local government of Xinjiang to protect human rights and promote employment for the Xinjiang people, and using the so-called human rights as an excuse to attack the Xinjiang policy and interfere in China's internal affairs." Turning the tables, he said the U.S. should instead face up to the long-standing problems of racial discrimination and violent law enforcement and take practical measures to improve the human rights situation at home. According to former residents and detainees, as well as experts and leaked government documents, people in the camps that China calls training centers have been subjected to torture, sterilization, and political indoctrination, in addition to forced labor as part of an assimilation campaign. Hundreds of Nigerian schoolgirls who were abducted last week from a boarding school in northwestern Zamfara state have been released. That according to the state's governor today. Zamfara state governor Bello Matuale announced that the 279 girls had been freed. Gunmen abducted the girls from the government girls' junior secondary school town on Friday in the latest in a series of mass kidnappings of students in the West African nation. This is VOA News. Tear gas was apparently deployed against protesters in the southeastern Myanmar city of Dahue today as crowds returned to the streets to reject last month's coup. Footage showed thick white smoke rising on various streets in Dahue. The latest incident came as a group of protesters were on their way to pay their respects to the family of a man killed during clashes with police in Dahue 2 days earlier. They were on a narrow side street when police opened fire with tear gas. Five people were reported killed in Sunday's clashes in Dahue alone. The World Health Organization is warning against thinking the COVID-19 pandemic may end this year. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has this report.
I think it will be very premature and I think unrealistic.
Instead, WHO Emergencies Chief Mike Ryan says there needs to be a singular focus.
To keep transmission as low as possible, to suppress that transmission.
He's reassured by emerging data that many vaccines appear to be impacting transmission.
That is really, really encouraging.
But even with that, the world faces a huge challenge.
Right now, the virus is very much in control.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Reporters Without Borders said today it has filed a criminal complaint in Germany against five Saudi officials, including Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, saying they were responsible for crimes against humanity. The press freedom group said its complaint shows the widespread and systematic nature of the persecution of journalists in Saudi Arabia, highlighting the detention of 34 journalists. The development follows the release last week of a declassified U.S. intelligence report assessing the Crown Prince approved the murder of Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi consulate in Turkey. U.S. President Joe Biden is coming under intense criticism after releasing a report last week that bin Salman did in fact order the execution of Khashoggi. The president has elected not to penalize the prince, officials citing Saudi Arabia's status as a U.S. ally. Sarah Leo Whitson is the executive director of DAWN. That is an acronym for Democracy in the Arab World Now.
I think the only question before us today is what consequences should follow from this murder. And from our perspective, it's very clear that there's only one answer, specifically with respect to sanctions. Even the Trump administration saw fit to impose Magnitsky Act sanctions, including an asset freeze and a travel ban on Mohammed bin Salman's 17 co-conspirators.
Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.